This is Capital Access, your on-ramp to news and insight from Louisiana State House. I'm Kelly Connolly. After lawmakers negotiated for days, Governor Bobby Jindal was the first to call a press conference at around 7 p.m. Wednesday to announce a budget deal had been reached. According to the Advocate, the conference was premature. Many representatives had yet to talk to their delegations, and the final papers had yet been signed. Senator Jack Donohue, who has been shepherding the budget through the Senate, said Wednesday afternoon that the governor played no role in negotiations.
Well, I think his staff knows what's going on, but they just haven't inserted themselves into the process. And I think that's probably a pretty good thing. You know, the bodies are operating independently of that, and governor's smart enough not to get involved in it.
The Advocate also reports that Jindal has agreed to sign a package of bills that would reform the budget process, aiming to make it more transparent and stable. Representative Joel Robideau, who was close to the negotiations because several of his own money-generating bills were used as bargaining chips, said negotiators didn't need the governor to agree to sign bills. Lawmakers forced him to.
They're tied to, I think, the funds bill because the governor doesn't have line item veto over the funds bill.
The funds bill is a technical instrument that essentially assigns money that's in the state coffers to where it needs to go. It has to be signed for the state to run. Negotiators added a line so that if the budget reform package goes down, that bill dies too. The final vote on the budget must take place before 6 p.m. tonight. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.